Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Bless you, saints. Welcome to today's Seed Time and House broadcast. We are broadcasting on a somewhat different time now, and it's no surprise, as we were ministering over this last weekend about transitions, we see that transitions are taking place in a lot of areas of our life. So I'm so blessed to see that you're tuned in with us, listen to the archive, and we're going to go over the lesson or message that would have been preached or taught on Sunday for our Cell Church Fellowships. And we thank God for all of our Cell Church leaders who are meeting in South Carolina and Florida and Pennsylvania, here in Georgia, and wherever you are around the world. We're so blessed to have you tuned in with us today. Now, what we've been doing is we've been going over a series of studies talking about Jesus in action from the book of Mark. And the lesson that we are going to talk about today is coming from that same series of studies, and it's going to be entitled Spiritual Blindness, Jesus Opens Blinded Eyes. So I pray that you will be prepared to take notes and have your Bible with us, and so that you can search the scriptures to see whether the things that we say are so or not. Praise the Lord. It's a very exciting time, saints of God. It's incredible that as the Holy Spirit ministers to you and ministers through you, He fills you up and you have a hunger and a thirst for His Word, and I encourage each and every one of you to just spend time in God's Word, listening to the Word of God being spoken and written. Meditate upon the Word, and I know that it will bring tremendous breakthrough in your life. One of the things that really hearing the Spirit of God say that many people symbolically have been pregnant with purpose and destiny, and I want to decree and declare today that you will give birth to your purpose and your destiny in your life. Praise the Lord. So if you have your study guide and study notes, let me go ahead and give you our central truth as well as our key verse for today's lesson. The central truth for today's lesson entitled Spiritual Blindness, Jesus Opens Blinded Eyes, is that Jesus has the power to reveal revelation to each and every one of us. Jesus has the power through the Holy Spirit to reveal revelation to each and every one of us. And I want you to receive revelation, inspiration, and illumination from the Word of God today. Our study text will be coming from Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 26. Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 26. And let me give you our key verse as well as our focus for today, and then I'll give you some of our announcements and introduction, for I don't want you to miss out on every opportunity you have to connect with the ministry. Our key verse is Luke chapter 4, verse 18-19. Let me read both the King James Version as well as the New International Version. The King James Version of Luke chapter 4, verse 18-19 reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." The New International Version reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Let us pray, thanks to God. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory on this day. I thank you, Father, for every person under the sound and hearing my voice. I thank you for their life and health and wealth. I thank you for their peace and their prosperity. I thank you for their salvation, their healing. Father, may your Spirit go forth freely, even now. Touch each one. Go into homes. Go into nations, cities, and villages all over the world. Bring revelation knowledge to us today, O God. Let your Spirit awaken us, that we may see you as you are, and we may see ourselves as you see us. So I thank you and I praise you today. I give you all the glory, give you all the honor and the praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, saints, to our Seedtime and Harvest broadcast. We normally do this broadcast on Sundays, and as I mentioned, I was on assignment conducting revival at a local church here in the Atlanta metropolitan area. If you'd like to get in contact with us about any of our ministries, you can contact us at our phone number, which is 678-278-9622, or you can visit our main website, which is Amazing Grace Ministries, www.agministries.net, where we are restoring worship and rebuilding lives with the Word of God. Hallelujah. So it's a very exciting time. It takes a while to come down from encounters with God, and this weekend was another one of those powerful encounters with God that changed our very radiance. And so we're going to read a lesson today that's going to talk to us more about how Jesus brings transformational power into the lives of people, then as he does today by the power of his Holy Spirit. So our focus will be to study and overcome spiritual blindness so that we might see what God sees and that he may reveal to us the things that he wants to reveal to us. Now, if you're taking notes with us, there are at least 3 points of outline that I want to discuss with you today. The first point of outline is an eye-opening miracle. In that section, I'd like to speak with you about how Jesus had compassion for the hungry and how Jesus fed the hungry. The second point of outline that I'd like to discuss with you is hard hearts and blinded eyes. In that section, we're going to talk about how to avoid spiritual blindness and how we should seek Jesus. And the third and final point of outline that I want to discuss with you today, saints, is Jesus restores sight. And we're going to see in that final section how he gives a personal touch and how he gives us new vision. Somebody says, Jesus opens blinded eyes. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, in addition to those 3 points of outline, I want you to be able to glean or to grab hold of some truths from this week's lesson also, saints. I want you to be able to grasp the nature of spiritual blindness and develop better spiritual discernment. I want you to ask God to do that in your life. I also want you to recognize the causes of spiritual blindness as well as our need to avoid it. Some of them say avoid it. And the third thing I want you to get from this week's lesson and pray that God will give you or reveal to you is that we will minister more effectively to the spiritually needy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to see today how Mark continues to describe Jesus as a man of action and how Jesus opened blinded eyes and dealt with spiritual blindness. Now, if we think about this week's lesson, saints of God, we want to be able to answer a question. And the question that we want to begin with is, what is spiritual blindness? And what is the remedy for it? I want you to ponder and think about that for just a moment. And as we think about it, and as we go through this week's lesson, we're going to see that spiritual blindness takes many different forms. It may involve the inability to see your own spiritual condition, or it may involve the failure to comprehend or understand your need for Jesus. But whatever form it takes, the scripture is clear in teaching that Jesus can deliver individuals from spiritual blindness. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about that, that Jesus can open blinded eyes? It may be just some loved ones you have, and you may have been praying and ministering to them, and they seem to be resistant, or their hearts seem to be hard against the Lord. I want you to declare these words with me. Jesus opens blinded eyes. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to stir up our faith and fill up our faith cup today that we can decree and declare these things with great confidence, saints of God. Now, if you're going to be studying with me,
go ahead and make note of or get your Bible and turn to the book of Mark, Mark chapter 8. And we're going to look at our first outline for this lesson, which is dealing with an eye-opening miracle, how Jesus had compassion on the hungry. So here we are reading in Mark 8, verses 1 through 3. I'm looking at the NIV version today. It says, "During those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, 'I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance.'" Since we see here a great and interesting point about Jesus' attitude and compassion for people. You know, oftentimes we can minister and preach powerful messages, but minister and preach it with little compassion or little empathy or sympathy for those that we are preaching and proclaiming the gospel to. We see in this example that Jesus did not minister that way, for you see, he only fed the hungry because he had compassion for the hungry. So the miracle Jesus performed in the Gospels here provides evidence of Jesus' identity as the Messiah or the Deliverer. Now, such was the case in the feeding of the 4,000 that we're reading about here in Mark chapter 8. We're going to see that this miracle occurred when a large crowd gathered to hear and to see Jesus, as it says in verse 1. You see, it was not the first time a crowd had gathered to hear Jesus. Neither was it the first time that he had performed a miracle such as this before the masses. You can take a look at Mark chapter 6, verses 32 to 44 to see another example of Jesus feeding the masses. And like the earlier feeding that we see in Mark 6, Jesus' compassion for the multitudes led to the miracle. Somebody said his compassion led to the miracle. Somebody ought to give God praise. And so during the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus had been especially moved by their spiritual need, as we read in the account in verse in chapter 6. So here Jesus says again, "The multitude had been with me for 3 days." So Jesus recognized not only their spiritual hunger to stay with him, listening to the teaching and preaching of the word of God for 3 days without food. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. This is what happened when our hunger and our thirst for God's wisdom and for God's knowledge and God's word is stirred up within us. But Jesus also recognized that they were physically hungry as well. Even though the people did not complain, they did not make a request to Jesus, Jesus knew their needs, not only what they needed spiritually, but he also knew what they needed physically. And he knows the same thing for each and every one of us today. Somebody said to me, spiritual blindness. Jesus opens blinded eyes. So, again, Jesus recognized their hunger, and one of the things that compounded the problem was that in the region of Decapolis where they were located, there was sometimes a great distance between the cities where they could get provisions. So a long trip back home to someone suffering from great hunger could lead to very serious physical consequences. So I want to ask you a question right here, saints of God. What can this miracle teach us about Jesus' motivation to help people who need to experience salvation? Well, we can certainly see that Jesus feels loving concern for the unsaved. And this compassion extends not only to their spiritual needs, but to their temporal needs as well. Now, for us today, as believers and followers of Christ, we will be wise to reflect his compassion and show the same type of love and care for those around us. We should reach out lovingly to meet people's temporal or physical needs, even as we introduce them to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we're going to see that Jesus had compassion that led to the miracle. Now let's continue to read on with this miracle of Jesus as he's opening blinded eyes. Continue reading in Mark chapter 8, now pick up at verse 4. Verse 4 says, "The disciples answered, 'But where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them?' Verse 5, 'How many loaves do you have?' Jesus asked. 7, they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up 7 baskets full of broken pieces that were left over. And verse 9 concludes, about 4,000 were present after he had sent them away. Saints of God, so Jesus not only had compassion, but he had compassion that led to an eye-opening miracle. See, sometimes we can be spiritually blind to the fact that people have a temporal or physical, financial, emotional need. As ministers of the gospel, as Christians, a lot of times you may hear someone say that all we need is Jesus, but even Jesus knew that. But as long as they were in this earth, Jesus knew that they were going to need more than just spiritual food, that they needed physical food as well. So he performed an eye-opening miracle. I pray today that Jesus will open the eyes of those who are seeking after him for their spiritual needs to know that Jesus can supply your physical and temporal needs as well. Somebody ought to give God praise. Jesus opens blinded eyes. So we read in this text that having heard Jesus express his concern for the crowd, the disciples themselves, those who followed after Jesus, wondered how we could possibly find enough food to feed them, it says in verse number 4. Because they were in an especially barren place where nothing grew, no food, no vegetation. There was a long distance in between. It doesn't matter where you find yourself in life. If Jesus is in it, you have the ability to win it. So, but the disciples, they could not see it at that time. And it is so easy to imagine how feeding such a multitude would be impossible. However, I want someone to say to me, however. However, we may be left wondering about how the disciples could respond with such lack of faith in light of the fact that Jesus had done a miracle very similar to feeding large crowds prior to this. But Jesus did not rebuke the disciples' lack of faith. Instead, he responded by turning their attention to the meager provisions that happened to be with them. That tells us that God wants us to get our mind off of our problem and put our mind on the problem solver. There's a scripture that says, they who keep their mind on him shall be kept, hallelujah, somebody know where I'm going, in perfect peace. So no matter what you have, no matter how little or much you have, I want you to turn your attention to Jesus. Don't allow what you have or don't have take your attention away from the one who is the provider of all things. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord God, our provider. So I pray that he will open your eyes to the reality of the miracles that he can perform in your life, even this day as you seek after him for deliverance as well. So here's a question I want to ask you, saints of God. What can Christ's words and actions in this setting teach us about our proper response in times of great need? Well, there are two principles that might come to mind. First, we must call to mind God's sovereign, unlimited ability and willingness to meet needs. He has done so in the past, and we can believe him to do the same today and in the future. A second principle we can see is that God will often involve us in meeting of our needs. See, we may call, or he may call on us to offer what we have or to take action in helping to provide. You see, saints, there will be no doubt that the miraculous has come from him. See, that's why he doesn't want us to rely on what we have, and this is why we must focus our attention on him and not on what we have or don't have, because there is no miracle without God. So he often calls us to serve him as more than passive bystanders. We have to participate in our deliverance. So we see in the text here that after the multitude sat down, Jesus gave thanks to the Father, as was customary. Then he instructed the food to be divided and distributed. Somebody say divided and distributed. So this small number of provisions they had included a little fish, it says. The loaves mentioned were likely the flat bread that could easily be torn apart. And from these few meager provisions were fed 4,000 men, not including women and children. Thanks to God, don't tell me God can't do a miracle in your life as well. You see, it is thought that with women and children, the crowd that day might have exceeded 8,000 people. The miraculous nature that we see on display in this event, saints, is undeniable. It is unassailable, and it could be attested to by a large number of people. So we see that Jesus had met their physical and their spiritual needs, which bear witness to his identity as the Messiah or deliverer. And he can do the same in your life today. That's an old eye-opening miracle for those who are spiritually blind, saints of God. Let's take a look at our second point of outline today, which is hard hearts and blinded eyes. Let's talk about how we can avoid spiritual blindness. Let's stay in Mark chapter 8, go to verse 10 through 12. Verse 10 says, this is after the miracle of the feeding. He got into the boat with his disciples and went to the region of Dalmatia. The Pharisees came and began to question Jesus to test him. So they asked for a sign from heaven. Verse 12, he sighed deeply, that is, Jesus sighed deeply and said, why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly I tell you, no sign will be given to it. Let's talk about how to avoid spiritual blindness as we see these Pharisees, these religious people who thought that they were the spiritual elite, had eyes to see, but obviously they were spiritually blind. So after feeding the 4,000, Jesus and his disciples immediately set out for the region of Dalmatia. Matthew's Gospels indicates that this region may have been called Magdala, or perhaps Magdala was a specific location in the region. But regardless, they once again encountered, as we see in the scripture, the Pharisees. These Jewish religious leaders were often hard-hearted men set against Jesus and suffering from spiritual blindness. So in this instance, we see the Pharisees approach Jesus with questions aimed at pushing him to give them a sign from heaven. They wanted to test his claims and ask him to show them a sign from heaven because they were spiritually blind and did not receive and did not want to receive Jesus as the Messiah. So here's a question I want to ask you, saints. What do you think were the real motives behind the Pharisees' search for a sign from Jesus? Well, we see in this scripture text, the problem with the Pharisees' question lay in the fact that they did not merely seek a display of miraculous power, but by this time in Jesus' ministry, they had already witnessed many displays of his power. So we know they didn't really want to see a display of power. What they really sought was evidence that God had authorized what Jesus was doing. You see, it was on this point that they were extremely skeptical. And some of you may wonder today that where are the signs and miracles of Jesus today? Well, listen to Jesus' response to the Pharisees. Jesus' response to the Pharisees indicates that he saw through their questions and discerned the unbelief, some might say unbelief, the unbelief that lay behind them. Scripture records that he sighed deeply, indicates the deep grief and disappointment that he felt over the hardness of their hearts. But Jesus, in return, he refused to give them a sign, for no sign could bring spiritual sight to their blinded hearts, or indeed to that entire hard-hearted generation. Jesus knew then, as he knows now, that the only sign that they could expect would be found in his death and his resurrection. The fact of the empty grave should open some of our eyes and remove our skepticism. So we as believers and followers of Christ today, saints, we must look beyond the questions people pose about the Lord and see the unbelief that is often held behind their questions. So rather than get caught up in a web of endless questions and answers, we must cut to the main issue, which is a lack of faith or a lack of belief in Jesus Christ. This is what blinds people spiritually today. But the good news is Jesus then as now wants to open, hallelujah, blinded eyes. So in order to get your eyes open, Jesus gave the Pharisees instruction. He gives us instruction today that we must seek Jesus. If you read Mark chapter 8, verses 13 to 21, you'll see that after Jesus and his disciples departed from this encounter, they moved on to the coast of Magdala. And here the disciples demonstrated that spiritual blindness was not just the problem of the Pharisees. The disciples carried that thought as well. And so we can note Christ's warning to them in verses 14 to 15 when Jesus says to them, the disciples had forgotten to bring bread except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. And then Jesus says, be careful, watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. And the disciples thought that he was talking about the fact that they only had one loaf of bread. You see, they were focusing more now on the physical needs than understanding that Jesus knows that before any physical need will be met, it has to be conditioned by meeting people's spiritual needs. Somebody ought to give God praise. And this is why spiritual blindness is so destructive, thanks to God. And this is also why Jesus opens blinded eyes. So we all need to seek the face of God. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Open your eyes to the spiritual realities that God wants to give you new life and birth his spirit in you. And then all things that are conditioned or necessity for your life will be added unto you. So the disciples were thinking about physical things, but Jesus knew of their conversation, he admittedly picked up their lack of discernment concerning what he had said. So Jesus told them to think about the recent miraculous feeding of the 4,000 and 5,000. You see, how is it that you do not understand now that I'm not just talking about physical things, but my message is also a spiritual needs as well? So they had seen and experienced all they could possibly have needed to recognize who Jesus really was, but yet they were spiritually blind. But Jesus restored sight. We were reading Mark chapter 8, verses 22 and 23, that Jesus encountered another blind man, Bartimaeus, and he gave him a healing touch. He opened the man's physical eyes, but he also opened his spiritual eyes to who he was. Every miracle that God does is to lead people to the reality of who he is. Oftentimes, people who fail to get the spiritual blindness removed only seek after God for things, but they don't seek after God. I pray today in the name of Jesus, saints, that as we think about our discipleship in action, that we need to receive spiritual vision today. We need to perceive the eternal and appreciate its value and reject that which might bring spiritual blindness in our life. We now, believers, have a mandate to tell others about Christ, to bring the hope of spiritual vision to them. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can enlighten the lost with the message of this truth. So, saints of God, Jesus taught his disciples about the value of spiritual vision. He also reminds us of the importance of sharing that vision with others. We have the answer to spiritual blindness because of our relationship with Jesus. And just as Jesus opened blinded eyes in the scriptures covered in the lesson today, he can restore sight to the spiritually blind. So take time to ponder your role in taking the message of truth to those who are suffering with such spiritual blindness today. And saints, do not hesitate to share Jesus with the spiritually blind that you encounter. You can become an instrument in opening blinded eyes. Spiritual blindness, saints, Jesus opens blinded eyes. May you yield yourself and receive the spiritual and physical manifestation of God's glory in your life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, you be blessed.